produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Minister Kimberly?
Yes, good morning.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Fabulous. Okay, everyone. It is Reverend O, Carla J. Olds with Pearls of Wisdom. And as I promised, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about sex. And sex is one of the things that the church does not like to talk about. And today we're going to talk about another sensitive issue that the church typically does not like to talk about and discuss, and that is money and finances. And the Lord had me meet the lovely minister Kimberly Russell, and I was praying and asking God, who can I get to come on to talk about finances? And the Lord just literally put her directly in my pathway, and I invited her on. So we're going to start out today, wherever you are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good night. We're going to start out with a word of prayer, and I'm going to introduce you all to Ms. Kimberly Russell. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for your grace, your peace, your love, your mercy, and your protection, dear God. God, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, tonight, we ask that you just settle our spirits and open our hearts so that we may receive the information from Minister Russell, Lord God. We thank you in advance because the wisdom in all of this is that we're going to take this information and we're going to apply it to our daily lives and our daily walk through this life, this journey called life, and we're going to apply it to the areas where it needs to be applied, Lord God. We thank you. We know you're going to anoint her lips and use her as a vessel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Sister Kimberly, it is fantastic to have you on. I am so excited. I do not have my pen and pencil ready. I got my computer ready. I am ready to input all the information that you are going to give us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And then we'll go into our money. I guess this would be our Money Matters segment or our money segment or however we want to call it.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Reverend O. I'm excited about sharing some of the nuggets that I've been given over the years. However, a little bit about my background. I grew up in the Woodbridge, Virginia area, and I attended high school. I went into the Federal Bureau of Investigation in 1987. I retired in 2014, And I have been on a journey of really understanding how money works. And so now I educate and just give nuggets on how to save your future. So I'm just excited about the opportunity today. And I am a mother of two children. My son is Joshua. He's 25 years old. And my daughter, Sarah. And I just love God's people. I love witnessing. And that's where you'll find me, you know, sharing the good news, which extends over into our money as well.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Because God created us to serve. And as a part of our creation, you have found your purpose after you have retired. Another part of your purpose is to also to serve God's people and to assist us in being good stewards over what God has given us. So you ready to jump right in? We'll start with budgeting, the foundation, however you want to do it. We're ready.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, of course, we all know that there are several scriptures reference money in the Bible. And today we'll be learning how to do a budget. And it's God's desire that we be healthy and wealthy, you know, in mind, body, soul, and spirit. And so 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." And so we serve a God that wants us completely whole. Matthew 6:21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And, you know, in Malachi 3:10, it shares that we should bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house or food in my house. And so when I'm looking at the definition of a budget, you know, it's just really showing that God really wants us to have a balance. He cares about us in so many ways that he just cares about our walk with him, you know. And so budgeting brings a balance. Because he says to be anxious for nothing, but when we have some order in our lives or a structure to follow, you know, being that good steward, amen, is really taking, you know, care of our household, taking care of something, you know, mainly a person who manages. And so God just says, hey, I'm blessing you with everything in the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. So we have a lot of blessings. We have a lot that we can manage. And God says, be good stewards over it, you know, because he loves us and he gives us an abundance. And so when we're looking at setting up a budget, I really want to let you know, if you have your pen and papers together, the first thing is we have to determine the income that's coming in for the month. And sometimes you'll do it for the year, but if we're doing a budget, a basic budget right now from month to month, this is what we need to do. The very first thing is determine your income for the month. The money you bring in from a job, you could be receiving child support or alimony, or you may work a part-time job on the side. You total up all the money that's coming in, and you have your gross amount of your income. And because we're good stewards, you know, we always subtract 10% of that off the top to pay our tithes to our ministries. Or if you don't have a ministry and there's a charity that you want to give to, 10% of your income that comes in should go there first. And so when we give God his share, like I read in Malachi, to bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house, to prove you now, saith the Lord of hosts, that he will open up a window for you and pour you out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive it. And so I want all the blessings that God has for me. So our step number one is to determine again your income that you bring in for the month. minus 10% of that to the charity of your or the ministry that you serve in. And if you're watching TV, you can even sow into a ministry on the TV, whatever is feeding your spirit that you're learning from. You know, the second thing is we go in and you determine your expenses, what it costs for you to live. What are you really spending each month? When we look under the housing, just a few basic ones, your mortgage or your rent, you write down what you pay monthly. Your electricity, your gas, your water bill, and your telephone bill. Then we look at your food, groceries, and eating out. You know, it's good to list a specific amount so that you know what you're spending on a monthly basis. We look at transportation, your car payment falls under that, the gas to travel to and from work. Where do you travel to during the month? How much does it cost to fill up? You want to know your car payment, the gas, and how much you pay for your car insurance on a monthly basis. Under your personal items, that's where your cell phone will fall. Laundry, if you go to the dry cleaners, what it costs each month. Your debt, your credit cards, student loans. When you're looking at your life insurance, what does it cost you monthly? Your health insurance, taxes, what do you pay to federal and state? So once you gather all of your living expenses together, now you have to subtract your total expenses from the income that we determine that you bring in each month. And so only three things will happen. At that point, when you subtract, for example, say your income that comes in is $3,000 a month, and you totaled up your living expenses and it comes to $2,400 a month, okay? You have $600 left over. Reminding you, of course, less than 10% for that charity or your tithe to your ministry. So then you would deduct $300 from that $600. So now you have $300 to save. So it's so important to set goals to pay off debt and for saving. So there's three things that will happen once you determine your income for the month and subtract your expenses. You will have a positive result, meaning you'll have more money, you know, that you have to work with. Or you may break even, or you may have less. And if you have less, that means your spending and your living expenses supersede the money that you bring in. So we have to go back in and reevaluate. Now we might need to take out some of that entertainment money of going out to eat. We may have to go back in and you know, take a look at things that can change. And so when we're setting goals, you know, that's to pay off debt. A lot of times it's good to target the most expensive debt, you know, and then work your way down. Every situation is different. Yes.
Okay. So we're starting from the bottom. For our budget, we're determining our income from our various sources, and it has been said that we all need at least 7 streams of income. So we start in from with our income, deduct 10%, and then we list our expenses. And if our expenses overextend our income, then we have a problem.
Yes.
And as my mama used to say, we have to go in and trim the fat. So
yes.
We need to go in and reevaluate what areas we can deduct from, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and we might not want to admit it, but going out to eat, and entertainment maybe, those areas. And sometimes we don't realize it, but just cutting the lights off when you leave a room or cutting the lights off in your house, keeping the thermostat set maybe at 72 instead of, you know, 65, that helps out more than we actually realize. And then with our credit cards, going in and even calling the credit card company to see if you qualify for a lower interest rate, and taking advantage of certain programs. Of course, do your research. Do your research. But just taking advantage of certain programs that may be offered, and then just starting from there. And you also said one important thing as well, our goals. So we should have long-term, which could be anywhere from 5 years and beyond. And we should also have some short-term goals, daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals. Am I right?
That is correct. And I'm so glad you shared that, because one of the most important things is, you know, taking baby steps. But the most important thing is just being consistent and committed to whatever goal you set. One thing I love to teach people, some people say, well, I don't really have goals. And I'll say, great, because one thing that I love to implement and I've learned over the years that it's so important to have an emergency fund. And a lot of people say, well, that's an emergency fund. Yeah, and that's like 3 to 6 months of your income saved, that if you get laid off, you know, or you break your leg and can't go to work, now you don't have to worry. You know that you can still cover the rent. You know that the car is still going to get paid. Food will be on the table. So a lot of times when people are saving, like a lot of times that 10% that might go to the charity or your ministry, a lot of times it's good to save 10% for your savings to go towards that emergency fund. You talk about peace of mind. That's awesome. Yes. To build a little bit of money towards that. You have peace of mind. You know, that government furlough came in and so many people said that they were just 60 more days away to filing bankruptcy. The statistics show that if people had $500 additional a month, they would not file bankruptcy. So I'm so glad about going over this budget today, because it's the basic steps to building a budget, and the very last step in that budget is to record your spending. And if you feel that sometimes it's like, girl, I've got my nails done, I did this, I'm eating, I can't record all that. Well, guess what? Put an envelope in your purse and just drop your receipt in that envelope. And you will
at least
see
do it for a week.
That's right. I was getting ready to say at the end of the week, you can look and see what you spent. And you can make some conscious decisions from that. I love it. I love it. And so we all have heard that knowledge is power. But I believe the application of the knowledge is the real power. Because now you're applying what you received. So someone may have added these steps up and don't see any extra. Well, I'm here to help you today with just a few tips to help you instantly save money. And it only requires little changes. Is that okay for me to go ahead and share a couple steps?
Yeah, please, 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 please.
Awesome, the Reverend O. The first step is eliminate or reduce premium cable or satellite, the basic. I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and she's like, oh, you know, I have Showtime, I have HBO, and she's paying for this big package. And I asked her, look over the month and just see how many times you watch, you know, your cable. And she said, Kimberly, I just watch HBO. So she took her package down to a basic $29.99 package and pays an extra $6 a month for HBO.
Mm.
You know, yeah, it's just little things. Another way to sell, to save, if you own a cell phone, you know, you can cancel your landline at home.
I just realized we have
this landline phone. Yeah, we have this landline phone, but majority of us talk on our cell phone.
Okay.
And another, if you are a homeowner, if you have over 20% equity in your home, you can call and have them eliminate the PMI insurance premium. You're paying that in your mortgage each month. That could be an instant saving for you today if you pick up the phone and call your mortgage company. Eating out early. I love to eat out. I love to eat out. But I realize that there's a place here called Bahama Breeze and so many other places that have happy hour menus, and they're 50% off.
Oh, wow.
Take the family over. Yes, take the family over and have 10 wings for $5 instead of paying $14.99 at 7 or 8 p.m.
Okay,
you
okay.
Know? Another savings, my sister, and the Saints, is to take your lunch. I know it's so nice to eat out every day, but it's just something about if you can say, I'm going to pack my lunch 2 or 3 days, put those receipts in the envelope, and you will see a major saving. See, little money equals big savings. You know, you might want to cancel your gym membership if you don't use it. There are a lot of people that are saying, oh, I've been paying for the past 6 months, but I don't have time to go to the gym. You can find alternate ways to exercise. I love walking. They said walking is the number one exercise that we're supposed to do for cardio. So
And walking is free.
Yes, walking is free. You can Google the Zumba if you like to dance. There's so many workouts online now. Oh, I tell you, it's just wonderful. It's wonderful. We are living in the era of the informed consumer. We can find everything we need online now.
Yeah.
Another thing, I tell you, my father used to cut coupons when I was little going to the grocery store, and I used to say, we always got a coupon. But guess what? I have saved so much money. It's okay to continue to use coupons for your groceries and dining out. And another thing, avoid ATM fees. You know, those fees add up when you keep going, but that's what that envelope will show you. How many times did you go to the ATM? $2 fee here, $3 fee there. Sometimes it just pays to call your bank and say, hey, when I use the ATM, where are the free locations? They'll tell you CVS or 7-Eleven or our bank. You know, the banks now have other convenient spots. So you can avoid those ATM fees, you know. And now that we're budgeting and watching our checkbook, you will avoid even overdraft charges. Now you're going to be more in control, and you save fees that way. So I love the budget opportunity and sharing these tips with you guys today.
And the other thing, too, regarding your overdraft fees, you can go by your bank and or your credit union, and some companies will waive an overdraft fee or 2 or 3 per month, depending on the institution. And another thing is to have, and to connect your savings account or an account to your regular bank account so that if you do overdraft, it'll pull that extra $25 or $30 fee from that account, that specific account. And so you won't get a fee. It'll just pull it from the other account. And you won't, you'll be charged a fee, but it won't allow you to go in the negative on your regular account. Yes. And also, too, when you travel, especially to other countries, make sure you notify your bank that you're traveling to other countries, and they may, I know back in the day it was called traveler's checks, but they may, I'm dating myself, but they may have some special incentives or some special instructions for you to use when you go to other countries. I know we moved from one part of the country to another part of the country, and I wasn't able to use my ATM card for something because I was in an unfamiliar area. And I at first was really aggravated because I couldn't use my card, and I had to call in to figure out why. And then they said, because you've never used your card in this area before. So we kind of pinged it or dinged it or whatever they said because of unusual location activity. So to save you a little bit of time, notify your bank when you're going out of the country, especially if it's on a cruise or some type of vacation like that. And the banks are usually effective in assisting you with anything that you might need regarding that.
Awesome.
Well, all right, Miss Kimberly. I have thoroughly enjoyed you this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to have you on again, too. We may not necessarily talk about financing and budgeting, but we're also going to talk about prayer and how we can perfectly position ourselves so that we can also be used in the kingdom in other areas as well. So I'm going to pray. Thank you, everyone. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Amen. I just want to say I thank you so much for the opportunity, Reverend O, and I'm looking forward to listening and obtaining some more nuggets from you and have an opportunity to share again. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
And I'm going to pray,
and we'll hang up. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, once again, Lord God, we just thank you for your blessings, Lord God. We thank you for the wealth of information that Minister Kimberly gave us this morning, Lord God. Most importantly, Lord God, show us how and where we can use this information, not just for ourselves, but so we can glorify and edify you, dear Father. Father, we ask you to continue to go with us and to help us be good stewards over everything that you have given us, Lord God. Your word says every good and perfect gift comes from you, Lord God. Help us to not work so hard for our money, but to have our money to work for us. We thank you, we praise you, we lift you up, and we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so, so much, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.